Saturday, January 15th, the divisional round of the playoffs in 2011.
Say bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Welcome to the Bears Blog. Oh, Saturday show. You are listening to the Bears Blog Saturday Show. When you need to get your bears fixed, there's only one place you can go. The Bears Blog, oh, Saturday Show.
Dan struggled all year long, 'cause he's old, gonna be a pushover, so the Saints were told. Here comes Hasselbeck, rainbows everywhere, gonna hit wide open receivers like you just don't care. Here comes Hasselbeck, here he come. Gonna turn Roman Harper into a dirty bum. Gotta hit Matt Hasselbeck if you wanna beat Matt Hasselbeck, oh. You gotta hit Matt Hasselbeck if you wanna beat Matt Hasselbeck, oh. You gotta hit Matt Hasselbeck if you wanna beat Matt Hasselbeck, and you gotta hit Matt Hasselbeck if you wanna beat Matt Hasselbeck.
Bears Blog, Saturday Show. I am your host, Jeff Hughes, also known as the Bloggy Bottom Boy. And we are here. The divisional round of the playoffs is upon us. The Bears kick off on Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Central Time, at Soldier Field against the Seattle Seahawks in a game that there's no other way to say it, in a game they must win. They have to win this game. You cannot consider the 2010 season a success if you lose at home in the postseason to an 8-9 team. And that's what this game is about. The definition of success. Now, you can waver on the definition of success, because beating an 8-9 team is, of course, no great achievement. But you cannot lose this game now to Seattle. If this were Philadelphia, if this were New Orleans, we could make an argument, play a great game, they beat you at the end. Okay, you still had a successful 2010. But not anymore. Lovey and this Bears team have to win Sunday. And if they don't win Sunday, I think you're going to start hearing the cries to replace him. Because I don't think you can lose at home to an 8-9 team as 10-point favorites in the postseason and keep your job and go about your business. I don't see how that's possible for Lovie Smith. Now, if he wins Sunday, next week becomes very interesting, because he'll go to Atlanta as an underdog in a no-lose scenario with all the pressure on the Falcons. And I think the Bears have a great chance to win that game. But if they end up at Soldier Field against the Packers, where they might still be underdogs, I would not be surprised if Vegas made the Packers favorites in Soldier Field. But if they have to play the Packers, then we have to reopen the whole can again and say, how important is that game to Lovie's tenure? But I think Lovie Smith has to understand today that he has to win this game on Sunday, or he is going to spend the entire offseason knowing he is out in 2011 without major results in the postseason. The winner of week one in the fantasy standings was Jokey, who put up a 41. And the loser of week one was the coach's mustache, who put up a 6, which is actually kind of remarkable. To be that low in this setup is actually kind of impressive. So Jokey, Wrigley FM, Ender Wigan, Perno, Shady, Viva, Jimmy Newport, Bears Forever, SC Dave, SJVL, Chi-Town Hustler, Doshi, FQD 1911, Warrior Waddle, Big T, SD Watt 52, Michael L, Bears 85 Sweetness 23, Core Monster, Mike Brown Had a Posse, Irish Sweetness, Reprisal, The Big Cheesy, and 85 Bears Forever. That's who's left in the fantasy playoffs. Once again, you will have till kickoff tomorrow of the Saturday games to get your picks in. It'll take me probably till Monday afternoon to get the standings updated this week, as I won't be in front of the computer on Sunday. So I'll be putting those standings up as we hopefully are here to celebrate a Bears victory and discuss whether we are headed down to Georgia to face the Atlanta Falcons or we'll be sitting at home to face the arch rival Green Bay Packers. So get those picks in, but a good turnout there for week one. We now turn our attention to the Picks Champions League between me and Viva. We were both 2-2 last week, 0-2 on Saturday for both of us, 2-0 on Sunday for both of us. But we go to the divisional round, the NFL. As Mike Francesa would say, in the league where they play for pay. Picking and we're picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Hey, picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Picking, picking and we're picking all night, and we're gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, all right. We're gonna make the picks. So
me and Viva.
We're gonna make the picks. Sometimes the boy's going 3-0. Sometimes the boy's going to dose and do. Most of the time we'll be mediocre. You guys know it. I don't have to tell you. There's only one person's picks who matter. All right, I want to go 4-0 this week, but I know it's going to be tricky because the lines are odd. And I'll start with the Bears, and I'm taking the Bears. Minus 10 against the Seahawks. Everything inside me is telling me to take the Seahawks in this game the way I would have taken the Seahawks earlier in the year. But I'll tell you this. I have a feeling the Bears are going to kick the crap out of them on Sunday. Because I think they're that much better than them as a team. They're healthy. They are going to be energized. They're very good off the bye under Lovie Smith. They're going to be prepared. The Seahawks didn't play this Bears team in Week 6. They played a Bears team that was in 7-step drops, and Cutler was just coming off the concussion, and the offensive line couldn't block, and Lance Briggs wasn't there. There's too much in the Bears' favor here, and the Bears won't be afraid of Leon Washington the way the Saints were. I mean, that was ludicrous on Saturday night. I'll take the Bears minus 10. If it were 10.5, I probably wouldn't touch it. I'll take the Jets plus 8 against the Patriots. And it's another game where I don't think the Jets are going to win this game. And I know Bill Simmons has that mantra of never take the points unless you think the team can win the game. And it's not that I don't think the Jets can win the game. It's that I just don't think they will. But I'm taking the points. I can see the Jets keeping this game close for most of the ball game, and Tom Brady making a big play late. Call the score 27-21, Patriots. I'm taking the Ravens plus 3 over the Steelers. I don't think this is a vintage Steelers team. I don't think this team's been tested yet. I think when they have been tested against better teams, they actually haven't played that well. And I like the Ravens here to run the ball a little bit, but to let Flacco make some plays downfield where the big mismatch in this game is. And the big mismatch in this game is the talent outside at the receiver spot for the Ravens against that crap secondary of the Steelers. I really believe that if they let Flacco toss the ball down the field, they will embarrass these corners and make a lot of big plays. Call it Ravens 17, Steelers 10. On the other game, I am going to take the Atlanta Falcons over the Green Bay Packers. I'm not sure why, but everybody seems to want to make the case that the Packers are the best team in the conference. You know, they haven't played that well. They weren't great against the Bears. They weren't great this week. They could have lost easily this week. I think they do lose this week. I think the Falcons are tired of getting no respect for going whatever they went, 13-3 or whatever it was. I think they win this game. Call it 30-27. Falcons, Bears, Jets, Ravens. Those are my four picks for the divisional round. The highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the rest of the night, but there's no place left. Baby, 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 baby
This is Viva with the divisional round picks. On Saturday, I love both the Steelers and the Ravens. I think they play football the right way. I think they run the ball. I think they have great defense. And their quarterbacks make smart decisions. I'm going to take the Steelers because they're at home, -3. And I think that the Steelers have pretty much been preparing for the Ravens for the last 2 weeks. Both teams know each other. But I trust Mike Tomlin to make good decisions in that game. And I trust Ben Roethlisberger to make good decisions as well. Steelers, -3. In the second game, I think the Packers are a better football team than the Falcons. I think they're more dynamic on defense. I think they can shut down wide receivers better than any other team in football, really. So I'm going to take the Packers and the points, +2.5, against the Atlanta Falcons. On Sunday, I'm taking the New England Patriots, -8, against the New York Jets. I'm not a big Jets fan. I don't like arrogant teams. I never have. And I think Cromartie, who was mouthing off earlier today in the press, is going to get lit up big time. The Jets know how to lose by a lot of points, and the Patriots know how to put up a lot of points. I'm taking the Pats -8. Another team that knows how to lose by a lot of points is the Seattle Seahawks. The Bears don't win big too often. They have done it 3 or 4 times this year. The Bears are the type of team that if they get the lead, if they smell a lead, they're going to eat the clock and they're going to win the field position battles. I don't feel comfortable giving the Seahawks 10 points against the Bears because, quite frankly, I don't think the Seahawks are going to score much more than 6 to 13 points. They may get a touchdown. I doubt it. I think our defense is going to be fired up and ready to shut them down. So I'm going to take the Bears -10 against the Seahawks. Bear down.
This song is dedicated to number 4. This song is dedicated to Brett Favre. I've sent dick shots to women, and you know I've gone to rehab. Oh, but my sister Brandy, she outdone me, baby, outdone me in a meth lab. Got arrested once for stealing clothes in a department store. Got arrested again for having a gun in a Louisiana drive-by. Oh, but now my sister cooks meth for you. My sister cooks death for you, baby. Yeah, yeah. My sister cooks meth for you. My sister cooks death for you, baby.
The Reverend's rant contains foul language. It is not meant for children. It is also not meant for people who are planning to see The Dilemma on opening night.
It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant.
All right, I can't talk about Sunday's game. We can win. We should win. We should win decisively. But I get fucking terrified when faced with the possibility of a Bears success. It gets me all worried and worked up. If you've heard me this season, you know I can't get more fucking worked up or my head'll fucking explode. So let's talk about something else. Luckily, there's a lot of fucking stupid things to talk about. Like the goddamn pundits out there churning out this crap. The most ridiculous of which is fucking criticizing Jerry Angelo for not drafting Jamie Starks. Really? Are you shitting me? Jamie Starks? They're pissed about Jamie fucking Starks? Holy fuck! How dumb is that? Of course we didn't draft Jamie Starks. On draft day last year, we already had our feature back Forte, our clearly wildly overpaid Chester Taylor, Khalil Bell ripped off the longest run of last season, and the special team smurf Garrett Wolf. Where the fuck would we put Jamie Starks? We sure as shit weren't carrying five backs, and that fucker was out his entire senior season with an injury. Really? We were fucking castigating Angel for not drafting a fucking injury-prone project? I fucking applaud the man for resisting his natural urges for once. Listen, you wanna fucking rip Jerry? Fine. I think he's been pretty fucking terrible. I wanted him fired. Rip the shit out of him, but do it for the right reasons. Do it not because he didn't draft Starks, but because he did draft Dan LeFever. I got a fever. The only thing for it? More offensive fucking linemen! Yeah, do it because the man hasn't drafted an old lineman other than sunshine on my goddamn shoulders, Chris Williams, in the early rounds since the days of Mark fucking Colombo. Do it because Angelo ignored Williams' injury history and that fucker got hurt hour one, day one, missed his first whole year, and now he's been shitty at three different positions. But most of all, do it because the names Michael Haynes, Dan Bazin, Michael Ogle, Jerron Gilbert, Justin Gage, Craig Krenzel, Cedric Benson, Aries Curry, Joaquin Iglesias, J.D. Reynolds, Leon Joe, Mark Bradley, Irvin Baldwin, the immortal Brock Forcey means something to you. Jesus, just don't give me this Stark bullshit. That's fucking ridiculous. It's almost as ridiculous as the fact the Bears are 60 minutes and 1-7-9 team away from the fucking NFC Championship despite Jerry Angelo. God damn, I might not survive this weekend.
It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant.
That's it. Enjoy the games. Don't drink and drive, jerks. See you next week.